President Donald Trump was on a roll Monday, boasting of military successes and the rescue of an American aviator who was shot down deep inside Iran. Trump started off the day at the annual White House Easter egg roll, where he spoke to the crowd from a balcony, flanked by the First Lady Melania Trump on one side, and on the other, the Easter Bunny. Or maybe someone dressed up in a costume.
So today is a very special day. It's a day where we celebrate Jesus. It's a day where we celebrate religion.
From there, he spoke to reporters, saying Iran has made what he calls a significant proposal. But he added that it's not enough.
They don't want to cry, as the expression goes, uncle, but they will. And if they don't, they'll have no bridges, they'll have no power plants, they'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two. And we might have, well, the thing, if I had my choice, what would I like to do? Take the oil. Because it's there for the taking. There's not a thing they can do about it. Unfortunately, the American people would like to see us come home. If it were up to me, I'd take the oil, I'd keep the oil, and would make plenty of money.
Trump also said the Iranian people want him to bomb their country.
When they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free. And the only reason they're not out protesting, you know that, is because they were informed that if they protest, like the wrestler and his friends, if they protest, they will be shot immediately. And that's an edict. That's in writing.
After that, it was on to a news conference at the White House.
Happy Easter. We had a great Easter. This is one of our better Easters, I think, in a lot of different ways. I can say militarily, it's been one of the best.
Trump touched on a number of issues, including immigration, his criticism of Democratic predecessors Barack Obama and Joe Biden, the Nobel Prize, and what he calls his landslide election victory. But mainly, it was about Iran. And Trump also launched barbs at countries that refused to join in his war. He singled out South Korea, Japan, Australia, and above all, NATO.
See, NATO is a paper tiger. Putin's not afraid of NATO. Putin's afraid of us, very afraid of us. And he's explained it to me a lot of times. I got to know him very well. I know him very well. NATO's a paper tiger.
He also took a moment to compare the Iran war to his attack on Venezuela, several times repeating the phrase, to the victor go the spoils.
They say if I ran for president of Venezuela, I'm polling higher than anybody has ever polled in Venezuela. So after I'm finished with this, I can go to Venezuela. I will quickly learn Spanish. It won't take too long. I'm good at language. And I will go to Venezuela. I'm going to run for president. But we're very happy with the president-elect that we have right now, the people that are running it.
Trump, joined here by top military officials, celebrated the successful rescue Sunday of an American pilot who was injured when an F-15 fighter jet was shot down deep in Iran. Trump says the existence of the hiding pilot was leaked by the media, and he says he's going to go to the media company and say, national security, give it up or go to jail. Trump's Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said more about the rescue.
Shot down on a Friday, Good Friday, hidden in a cave, a crevice, all of Saturday, and rescued on Sunday. Flown out of Iran as the sun was rising on Easter Sunday. A pilot reborn, all home and accounted for, a nation rejoicing. God is good.
Hegseth heaped praise on the president for his courageous leadership and ironclad determination.
Under his command, America projects power with confidence and brings our people home with victory. And that continues today, by the way. Per the president's direction, today will be the largest volume of strikes since day one of this operation. Tomorrow, even more than today. And then Iran has a choice. Choose wisely, because this president does not play around.
Those coming strikes could be much bigger. Over the weekend, Trump posted an expletive-ridden message on his social media platform, ending with the words, "Open the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald Trump." A post that triggered dismay from the United Nations chief and cries of unhinged from Democrats. Trump has set a Tuesday deadline for Iran to come to an agreement with the U.S. He says he has to have a deal that's, in his words, acceptable to me, including opening the Strait of Hormuz, or else.
We have a plan because of the power of our military, where every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition by 12 o'clock. And it'll happen over a period of 4 hours if we wanted to. We don't want that to happen.
Trump's threats to strike civilian infrastructure have raised concerns about possible war crimes, an issue that one reporter asked about.
Deliberate attacks on civilian infrastructure violate the Geneva Conventions and international law.
Who are you with?
I'm with the New York Times. Zolan from the New York Times. Are you
failing? The failing.
Are you concerned?
Circulation way down at the New York Times.
Are you concerned that your threat to bomb power plants and bridges amount to war crimes?
No, not at all. No, no, I'm not.
For Trump, it's full speed ahead.
The entire country could be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.